Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home.
Hey, I'm Matthew Cote and this is Foundation Nation. Welcome back. I'm here with Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay Solmi, owner of Jay's Technology Solutions. Let's start the frivolity, Matt.
Frivolity.
You're going to get tired of that word.
What's always in your pocket?
What is always in my pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm out and about?
It's a riddle.
I know. It's my wallet and my phone.
And lint.
Well, yeah, there's always lint.
Does your lint have AI capability?
I sure as heck hope not. That would be scary because it's in my pocket. I don't know.
That reminds me of a riddle. Okay, so what's dark and black and never gives up? It takes down mountains and it decimates armies.
I was thinking a black hole, but now I have no idea.
Time.
Is time black?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I mean it has no form.
It's neither black or white or orange or green or yellow or purple or pink.
Yeah.
It's just time.
What if you could stop time?
If I could stop time, then it would be nice to have 5 minutes of uninterrupted relaxation.
Well, if you could stop time, 5 minutes could be an eternity. You could just stop time. Do everything you want. Turn it back on.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine being like a construction worker of some sort?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to someone's house. You're like, yeah, I'll build you this entire fence today. Pause time. Build the fence. Start it back up again. And they're like, whoa, it's only been 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a pretty powerful superpower.
It'd be an amazing superpower.
Yeah. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
If I had a superpower, what would it be? I would want to make it, I feel like I do to some extent, but I want to make it to where every single person I ever meet, even if I'm just walking down the street and they pass by and we don't say anything,
mm-hmm.
that when they see me, they feel happy.
Oh, superpower of happiness.
They feel needed. They feel like they're being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's a good one.
Because the world.
So
today
what's the letter on your front? What is it?
Oh, that could be a bad road to go down. Yeah. There wouldn't be anything. This
just
would be
a big smiley face.
Yeah.
Just walk around, big smiley face.
So many people are just not happy anymore.
Well, you know, the false reality of the internet, it makes real life seem so dull and not fun.
Well, because you're immersing yourself into an entertainment area, and that's what a lot of the internet is.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk down the road or at the mall, how many people are actually on their phone looking at their phone?
Yeah.
They're not paying attention. They're on their phone, and oh man, I've seen so many people almost walk into someone else, mm-hmm. or walk into a wall or a door,
yeah.
or a planter or yep. something that's at the mall.
I saw a guy on his phone looking down, walking through a construction site.
Oh, that's bad.
He almost walked directly into the trench, like a 12-foot deep trench that was open because they were actively working on it. He was like, I don't know what stopped him, but like literally a half a step before it, he slipped and stopped, caught himself, and then he put his phone away and looked around to see if anybody saw him and then kept going. I was too far away to yell. I was like, this guy is going to walk right in that goddamn trench.
There was a video online, it's been quite a few years, a person was walking at a mall on the phone and they weren't paying attention, and then they tripped over a bench, concrete bench, was the water fountain in a little water pond.
Oh.
And they fell into the water because they weren't paying attention.
That's what you get.
I just can't believe it. And then, you know, it changes how we interact with the people around us.
Right.
How many people are on their phones in their car?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And then
drive down the road and you just look at night, you know,
right?
It's like every person you drive is on their phone. hiding it on their lap or leg or, you know, or just have it like right on the dashboard, you know, going.
Yep. I've seen people watching video and movies stuff.
Yeah.
What you've texted me while I've been driving. I know you have because I've seen it.
Yeah.
What does it come back to you with when you text me while I'm driving?
It's usually like, hey, what's up? I'm driving and texting. No, it says a little moon. It says I'm asleep right now or something like that.
I have it set to where when I'm driving, I only get phone calls from people I know.
Yeah.
When texts or emails or anything comes in, I don't get notified at all because I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be paying attention to the road and not have to have the possibility of getting in a bad accident.
What I have mindset to is through CarPlay.
Right.
So it says it.
Right. I have that ability too, but I don't want to
get... It doesn't show anything. It just says it.
Right. And, you know, that's a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't want to have to be trying to respond to texts while I'm driving.
Yeah.
So
even verbally is a distraction. Even if you're still looking straight ahead.
Exactly.
You start talking, you're thinking, you know, you're losing a little bit of concentration of what's going on.
Exactly. So mine is an automatic reply saying I am driving and I will see your text when I get to where I'm going and I'll respond then.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the way I kind of like convince myself to use the CarPlay verbally with texting is because I feel like I use the same amount of power just listening to my books on tape as I do listening to a text or replying to a text. I feel like my brain is so it's trained itself to be safe when it's listening to the radio or listening to a books on tape or listening to a text and replying to it. Because if I'm in there listening to a song, I'm singing to it. If I'm in there listening to a book on tape, I'm talking to myself or replying to it. Or sometimes they'll say something on the books on tape that I listen to, and I'll just verbally say it out loud to help myself remember it, you know?
Right.
So I feel like that's kind of my benchmark. That's as far as I go.
Makes sense.
You know, but I don't actually, you know, there's just too much. I mean, I have a Class A CDL. I have a motorcycle endorsement, a boater's license and everything. And I chose, you know, probably 4 years ago to stop riding motorcycle in this town. Mm-hmm. It's not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
It's complete suicide if you're in a motorcycle nowadays.
I have my endorsement for motorcycles too, as well as for boating.
Yeah.
I used to have a CDL. That's another story on why I don't have that anymore. You know, when you have seizures, you can't drive a CDL.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah. That little tiny thing.
Jeez.
Luckily, it's under control. But I agree. I haven't had a motorcycle in, I don't know, 10,
you need to be in a gang.
Years.
You got to be in a gang to be on a motorcycle now. So they make a big footprint.
Right.
Stay safe.
Right.
But one guy.
A gaggle of motorcyclists on the road.
A murder.
Not a murder.
No. Yeah, they're a bunch of crows.
Oh, Jesus.
Ca-ca!
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.
Yeah, so what I wanted to talk about today was smartphone in your hand changes how you walk.
Which is, well, we talked about being in the vehicle too, but we did talk about that. It does change how you walk. You're not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
To anything, to anyone.
So what about if it's in your pocket? I'm still messing with you? Because are you thinking about what's on it? What was that vibration? What was that little ping ping?
I have the Apple Watch, so if I get a message, I just look at my watch really quick.
Oh, okay.
If it's important, then I'll grab my phone. Oh, you know what I do when I need a text on my phone when I'm out and about walking somewhere?
What's that?
I know this sounds weird.
A weird guy.
Don't tease me about this, but I'll walk over to this. I'll actually walk out of the way of the main path and stand next to something that doesn't move. So that way.
That's funny.
I'm not in the way.
Hello, Mr. Pillar.
Exactly. Because then you're next to something. You're not in the middle of the... Oh, my gosh. All the people at Costco in those big, massive wide aisles.
And they just stop right where they're at.
And they put the cart in the middle of the aisle at an angle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get upset when you try to get by them and move their cart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. But I'll move out of the way.
Oh, okay.
And I teach my son the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if he's...
Pull over.
If he wants to stop and look at something, like, Jameson, out of the way.
Yeah.
Get out of the middle of the aisle. Just don't stop and block something.
Right.
How many people block the door? I've been behind people on the phone.
Standing in the middle of the door.
And they'll walk through a doorway and two steps in, they'll stop.
Yeah.
And not even realize that it's people. And then they'll give you that look of when you're trying to get past them. Oh, sorry. And they got that, like, if looks could kill look. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the one who's not paying attention and stopping in the middle.
It changes your mood. It changes how you walk, your posture, how you get from A to B. These are some of the things they're talking about. People are 10% slower. I don't know where that came from.
10%. Well, yeah, because you're not paying attention.
Looking down at your smartphone while walking as opposed to standing straight up can also increase the amount of load force placed on the neck and upper back muscles, which contribute to symptoms of text neck.
Yep.
What's text neck? Is that
looking down all the time?
Oh, and you can't look up?
And yeah, so you know when you're at a computer screen, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to close your eyes and look away from the screen at least every 20 minutes. At least try to.
Right.
You know, when you get older, your eyes have a tendency to have an issue creating the fluids and everything, you know, basically tears, to keep your eyes hydrated and not having dry eyes.
Right, right.
And that's because when you're at a computer screen or you're texting, you're not blinking as much. So your eyes are drying out.
Oh.
This is a known issue. And if you don't take care of that soon enough, same thing with text neck. If you don't keep looking up and you look away from it, stretch your neck, you know, you got to do these things to stay healthy. When you see older generations, ones before computers, basically, and they're hunched over, right?
Right.
Well, our generation is hunching over long before they ever did, and they never had computers.
Yeah, right.
At least not as soon as we did. Well, it's a real thing.
You got to be time to be a neck guy.
A chiropractor. Massage therapist. I have both of those, and they do a wonder for us.
And they focus on neck. What is it? What did I call it? Neck?
Text neck. Well, they don't focus on that.
Text neck. Let's see. What else did they say? The people walking in groups, these affect... were reverse, she added. Instead of feeling more positive after walking, people feel less positive because they're on their phone and they're stressed out. Dangers of distraction. It's just, yeah. So I think maybe when you go into the world, enjoy the world, you know, I think what we need is we need the internet to go out for like a month.
Well...
And then people realize how messed up it is, and then we can move on from it. There's some good things. So yeah. If everybody's on the internet, they're not out in the middle of the forest trampling it into the ground, catching it on fire and doing all kinds of things. They could just wear those VR headsets and pretend like they're there. Save the forest and the critters.
Well, we do have to save the forest. There's no question about that. You know,
we need it.
Trees, bushes, all that gives us oxygen. Mm-hmm. We get rid of it, we don't breathe.
What does a desert make? Wind.
It makes dust.
Yeah. So maybe it's okay. We all stay home, play on our phones.
The climates and the ecosystems all help each other. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds weird, but the desert helps everything else in its own way. It just does. Everything works together.
So when you're walking, what would you recommend? Be on your phone? Don't be on your phone.
Oh, don't be on your phone. If you're walking with someone, actually pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Yeah. Look around. There's a lot in this world to be happy about.
Yes, I agree.
And not to sound negative about newscasters, but what would you do... Or what would they do if they had to do 50% of their broadcasts about all the negativity that's in the world, which they do, right? There's so much negativity. And the other 50% has to be about positive influence events.
Right. Well, that doesn't make money. That's why they don't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I learned when I think I was in like third or fourth grade. So basically about my son's age, that I didn't like watching the news. I felt miserable afterwards.
Yeah.
I felt sad. I felt
depressed. It'll drain you.
Yeah. You know, and even to this day, I'll walk into a business somewhere and they got the news on. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Another tragedy. You know, yes, I'm not saying that tragedy doesn't happen. I'm not saying ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But having it on, especially in a place of business, if you're open 8 hours, 8 hours of negativity.
Yeah.
The whole time you're there.
Yeah.
You know, put on something positive.
Well, that's what I tell like the people in the call center or administrative offices. I tell them, you know, just watch how to grow coconuts or something.
You know, put on a live stream from somewhere.
Oh, well, they do. They all do now. They do cooking shows all day long. They're watching cooking shows and then, you know, a certain amount of time. And then they're like, well, you know, maybe we got to go home and cook those foods.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy and hungry.
But for people who love Disneyland, put on a live stream of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
For people, because they are. Oh, trust me. We love Disney. So we
there's
we
know, people walking around live.
Yeah. They're showing what they're doing, going on the attractions, showing mm-hmm. what the new merchandise is, all this stuff. You like going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
There's actually live video streams from Hawaii. You can just enjoy the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That'd be cool.
When we were at Aulani in Hawaii, mm-hmm. I took video from one of the pools. I just held my camera for like 5 minutes, just pointed out at the beach and the ocean right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just created that 5 minutes and put it into like an hour long
video. Oh,
like a loop.
Yeah.
And then throw it up on the TV when we're cooking or, mm-hmm. you know, Jameson's doing homework or we're just relaxing and talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got the nice Hawaiian beach right there on the screen.
I would, if I was going to do that, like towards the end, I'd be like, "Hey, kid, shut up!"
But you don't have to go there to get it. You can just go to YouTube.
Yeah,
I mean, YouTube has like so many videos, good and bad.
Yeah, so maybe less time on the cell phones.
Less time on the cell phones, especially when you're walking.
Yeah,
and don't ever do it while you're driving.
More time on real relationships and real person.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm Matthew Cote, this is Foundation Nation, along with Jay.
Jay Salmi, great having this chat today, Matt.
Yeah, stay off your phone. Well, you stay off your phone. Wait, somebody's calling. I got to go.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.